This month, supermarket chain Winn-Dixie announced a major restructuring. The Jacksonville, Florida-based company plans to close or sell 326 stores and eliminate 22,000 jobs in 9 southern states. This is the latest cost-cutting effort at Winn-Dixie, the major grocery stop for millions of customers across the South. From Birmingham, Alabama, Tanya Ott reports.
For some companies, a major turning point signals decline. A CEO gets in hot water, or auditors turn up an accounting scandal. But for Winn-Dixie, it may be that consumers stopped paying attention. Walmart was cheaper, and more upscale supermarket chains sparkled like newly minted dimes. Many Winn-Dixie stores just languished, and officials said enough.
We had to look at where do we fall in market share and do we think we could increase it significantly? And if we didn't feel that we could, for whatever reasons, then the decision was made to just exit.
That's Joanne Gage, Winn-Dixie's vice president for marketing. She says the company considered many factors in deciding which stores to close, including past sales, age of facility, lease terms, and location. Whatever the reason, Winn-Dixie's decision to shutter will leave a hole in some communities. In West Birmingham, one Winn-Dixie store sits in the shadow of a U.S. steel mill, one of only a handful still operating in a town that was once the Pittsburgh of the South. Shoppers outside the market say they're going to miss it.
It's a shame, you know, they closing it and stuff because a lot of people, you know, still come up here to shop, elderly people and stuff.
I don't go to Food World, but they have too. They probably pretty high.
I'm going to have to go to Walmart and start buying those over there, and it costs too much. We don't have that much money to go to Walmart.
If you do ride the bus, you have to transfer downtown. And then if you want to buy a whole lot of groceries, you couldn't do it because you're on the bus and you can't really carry them around.
Anytime you have a situation like this, somebody's going to get hurt. Some communities are going to get hurt.
Jack Taylor is also lamenting the loss of so many Winn-Dixie stores. He worked for the company as a young adult in Miami. Now he's a retailing expert at Birmingham Southern College. He says the move makes sense.
That's going to result in some significant financial write-offs, but at the same token, it's going to hopefully slow the bleeding down to a manageable level. And possibly if they can sell some of these stores, which I think is in their plans, that will give them some cash infusion to offset some of the debt that they have.
And says Winn-Dixie's Joanne Gage, that cash can help address the image issue that has dogged the chain for years.
The only way the company could ever have the capital now to reinvest in stores and upgrade image is to stop some of the bleeding, increase profitability, and reinvest some of these funds into the existing stores.
Winn-Dixie is already promoting its upgraded produce sections, and the company known as the Beef People is also expanding its meat department to include veal, lamb, and other high-end cuts. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.